Okay. Welcome to the first podcast of this series. You can find my other podcasts as well as my blogs on Wix.com. In today's podcast, I'm joined by my friend and my teammate, Martijn Sampson. He's a football player at VfV Venlo, and much like the rest of the footballing world, is aiming to play with the first teams for next year. Thank you for joining me. Okay, Martijn, today's topic of discussion centers around goal setting. What are your thoughts on goal setting, and do you do it yourself?
Yeah, I think it's really important, because then you have a purpose, and not only for your sport, but also in your life. And yeah, I do it a lot, and yeah, that keeps me motivated. For example, like, I really want to train with the first team, and then you have to, that's my main goal, and then maybe you have to be like sub goals, you know what I mean, and to reach your main goal. So
do you just have them in your head, or because I write my goals down, like, yeah. I have paper in my house, and then next to my bed I have my list of like short-term goals, like what do I want to accomplish this week, and then what do I want to accomplish in the next 6 months, or and what do I want to accomplish in the next year, and then ultimately, like, what do I want to do ultimately? I write my goals down. Like, yeah. How do you write them down? Do you structure them? Like,
yeah, sometimes I write them down. Mostly for school, I write them down. For my sports, not. Mm-hmm. And yeah, my main goal is just to be train with the first team and to become a first team player.
What are your school goals too?
That depends on the semester we're in, and then I make a planning, and then around that planning, I describe my goals, and then I make the planning to reach it, so I can reach that goal.
Okay. What do you think is more important? The planning, how am I gonna accomplish my ultimate goal, or the ultimate goal itself?
It's a difficult question, because if you don't have an ultimate goal, then yeah, why would you make a planning? But you have to make a planning to reach that ultimate goal. So yeah, I think the most important is to have an ultimate goal, because then you keep you stay motivated, and yeah, you're learning for something.
You're not just doing it to do it. Ultimately, you want to achieve something based on, you know, what you're doing with fitness. Maybe someone who's on a diet, their goal is to eat this kind of food more often. Their ultimate goal is to, you know, to get skinnier, to lose weight or get fit. All right, so there's three categories of goal setting. So you have the mastery, so you're motivated by the desire to learn, and you value the knowledge that you take from your experience over the outcome. So yeah. If I wanted to just improve, see how much I could improve in football, and not think about the first team at all, just see how much that I can get better. That's the mastery approach. Yeah. See how good I can get. Then, I'm sorry, that's the mastery goal setting. The mastery goal setting. And then the approach goal setting is you're motivated by the end result. You're motivated by the praise and by whatever, and the recognition and the reward. And it's similar to like a fixed mindset, where like maybe you don't think, you're not thinking about how you can get there. You just want to get there.
Yeah.
And then the last one is avoidance. You're only getting there because you don't want to fail. You only are thinking about not failing. So an example of that is maybe someone's father has put so much pressure on them to make it into the first team. The only reason they want to make it into the first team is so that they don't fail, you know, their father.
Yeah.
What do you think you fall under? And you can be a combination of both, because I think I'm mastery / approach, because I want to see how good I can get at football, but you know, I always want to get onto the first team. That's what is always in my head when I'm thinking about, you know, why am I training? Because I think everyone needs to have a why.
Yeah.
And that's part of goal setting, is having the why, which is your ultimate goal. So I think I'm a little bit of both, but I'm definitely not avoidance at all, because I mean, I'm okay. It's okay if I fail. I just need to know that I did everything that I could before I finally just say, okay, this isn't for me. Yeah. That may be a really long time from now. Where do you think you fall under, and why? Why do you consider yourself whatever you consider yourself?
Yeah, I think the mastery and approach, a little bit of them both, the combination. But also the avoidance, but not for somebody else, but for myself. I don't want to fail for myself.
Well, it can be internal. It doesn't have to be external.
Yeah, it's more like how I feel about myself. And I really, if I play a match, I want to play the best match of my life. And if I make one mistake, then I can only think about that mistake.
Yeah.
And yeah, I learned to accept my fails, but not the way I want. It can always be better. But I think the first two, the mastery and the approach, is more for me.
Can you give an example, like, of a mastery, like, where you showed your mastery, like, your attempt to master, like, football? So where are, like, how can we see from outside? Like, where do you see that you are attempting the mastery approach? Because I train, you know, outside of just the training, and I always put 100% effort during the training. Yeah. And I know you're the same, you know, you do a lot of extra training. Is that an example of where you are doing, you know, trying to master the sport? Or is that where you're trying to avoid failure? You know, if you're training to make everything perfect so that you don't fail, or is that where you're training to master everything? Because
I'm guessing mostly to not to fail.
Interesting.
Yeah,
Marty, that's very interesting. Yeah. Is that what you like? What are you thinking of time you train? For me, every time I train, I have a goal. So like just yesterday, my goal in my training individually, because we didn't have a match yesterday, was, okay, I want to work on my quickness over like 3 yards.
Yeah.
So I set a goal before the training, and then I immediately, like, all of my training was related to that. Just working on that, because that was the goal of the training. Do you just go in, like, how do you approach a session like that, with a goal in mind? Or
yeah, it depends on if I train individual or with a team. Because if I train alone or with a personal trainer, then it's more like mastering a long pass or a cross, and then I'm only thinking about I want to master that pass or that cross, and or my I would say it when you be explosive, more quicker.
Yeah.
And then I just have in my mind, I want to be quicker, I want to be faster, I want to be stronger. But when I'm with the team, I don't know, maybe it's because of there are other people, other players, then it's more like I don't want to fail, you know, I don't want to make mistakes, I just want to be.
That's interesting that you would do that when there's like teammates and stuff.
Maybe it's because of the influence of all people.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it may be best for you to just not think about what other people think.
Yeah.
That could be a goal that you can, you know, try to set every week, like, to... That's a weird one to approach, because, like, it's not something that you can do, like, step by step, because it's not like you can say, okay, this week I want to ignore this person's criticism, or this week, like, I want to ignore this person's. So that's an odd one to in my opinion. But, okay. So we talked about the three, and you said that you were more mass... Actually, you said you were all three.
Yeah, but...
Basically.
But now I'm guessing I'm more...
More avoidance.
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
Mastery and avoidance. Not approach.
What do you think of the three? Okay, so I know you do those two, and we can see that, but which of the three do you think is actually the best? Because maybe you're not consciously thinking about which of the three you're doing. It's just naturally who you are. So seeing the three and really thinking about them, what would be in your opinion, the best approach?
In my opinion, the mastery, because yeah, then you just trying to do your best and you see what you can get out of it, out of your career, for example.
Yeah.
And if you have the approach, then you want to be. It's always good that you want to be the best, but if you don't make it, then it's maybe a bit frustrating. Then
yeah.
When you have the mastery, yeah.
So, okay, something you didn't say that maybe I wanted you to say there was the fact that with the approach, you can't control everything. So, in our case, you know, we can't really, no matter how good we play, it's not up to us whether we go into the first team or not.
No.
It's up to the first team trainer.
Yeah.
So, and that's there's maybe a lot of factors that we can't control.
Yeah, and that's maybe when you have to approach the motivation.
Yeah, right? And so what happens when you don't make it into this first team? If you don't make it into this first team, then, I mean, you'll be completely distraught,
yeah,
and it'll be so frustrating. But the mastery approach, you know, there's always another option. You can change, your goal can go from making the first team to this team to going to another team, or I feel like your goal can change. It can be more versatile if you have a mastery, if you're setting goals to master them rather than to just have that end goal.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say, but you said it the right way, so yeah.
Okay, so for those of you guys that will listen, thinking about the mastery method rather than the approach method, so I want to talk about like football as a whole. I think Germany is a good place to talk about because there's three professional leagues.
Yeah.
Where in Holland there's only two, and the second division is professional, but like the second division in Germany is a lot better than than the second division here. So I'm gonna talk about Germany, but I wanted to say that. So from a really young age, everybody dreams of becoming a professional footballer, and the thought of playing is a dream. But what a lot of people fail to take into account is the hard work, the determination, the courage. And then a lot of people, you know, they look at the players on TV and they think like, I want to be them when I grow up, or I want to be playing for this team. And I know I had always thought that a lot of you know, a lot of the players were just, I'm putting this in quotations, just born with like some skill. But I don't think that's the case now that I'm here. Now that I've experienced like what it is to play under a professional team. So the young players are just waiting for opportunities, and we notice, I think, that life isn't like that. You're not just given an opportunity, especially here, because there's so many people. So let's talk about the German league. There's three leagues. You have the Bundesliga, the Bundesliga 2, and the Bundesliga 3. And so the Bundesliga has 18 teams, the Bundesliga 2 has 18 teams, and then the Bundesliga, I'll just say 3, has 20. So all together, there's about 1,564 players. I did the math, no biggie. And then each in the youth system alone, what do you have? There's like teams from ranging from the 8 years old up to 23 years old. Every single one of them wants to get a chance in the first team. So think about how many players that is, 16,800 youth players about in the youth system waiting to go into 1,500 slots, which most of are already taken by the players. So what it's all about, especially professional football, is the little tiny small like edge that you can get over another player. What's the one, like a really really small detail that you can get above someone else? Maybe, you know, he's more intelligent than him, And for that, he'll be moving into the first team. Or he's more physical than him, like, just by a little bit. For that, he'll be moving into the first team. Like, you just need to get a little bit ahead. But... but, so the point I'm trying to make is that you have to... I don't know. You have to set these, like, goals. Do you think goal setting will get you to get that little bit ahead? Because a lot of players on our team, I know that they don't do it. And I know that they don't get it. Like, they don't think about this kind of stuff.
No.
What is your opinion on, like, on that? And the fact that, like, the idea that to get ahead, you just need just a little bit more than someone else. You think it's... That's my opinion. That's how I see it. I don't know. Yeah. And where does goal setting, like, fall into that?
Okay, if you look at the professional players, and not only here, but also at the top of Europe, they all have one specialty. Like, one is good at passing, one is crazy free kicks, one is crazy fast. And I think to reach a professional football, like the Bundesliga or the Eredivisie, like the highest level, you have to have at least one specialty. And to get that specialty, you have to set goals to reach. Yeah. Maybe, for example, my specialty is to have the best free kicks of the competition. And I have to set goals to get there, to take free kicks every time, every day, every training. Just to have, and when you don't have a goal, what's the point of training?
What's the point of it? That's true. So, I don't know. I kind of wanted to take, like, the last few minutes and see, like... So, when we did this with my class, the whole class, somehow, we ended up setting goals for me. And we started out with smaller goals, wherein I would just want to try to improve as much as I can. And, you know, start out with improving my weaknesses as much as I can to get them, you know... not up to par with my strengths, but get them, like, good, so that I can master or attempt to master some things that are my weaknesses. So maybe we can take, like, 2 minutes or 3 minutes now, and, you know, we can set some goals with you. I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. So what? Okay, I know your main goal is to get into the first team for next year, because you'll be in the under 23 team.
Yeah.
What is a small goal, just for, you know, just for the beginning? It could be something in preseason, could be something in the season. Set a small goal, and then, like, we can build it up. Eventually, make it a bigger goal, and then a bigger goal, and then your ultimate goal.
I have to become stronger physical, but I think that's too big. But
okay, so what's a sub goal? So, during preseason, or during the off season, even how much time do we have during the off season? We have now
3 weeks. Then we train for 4 weeks, and then we have, like, 6 weeks, five weeks.
Okay, so we have around
8 weeks,
2 months.
Yeah.
Because for goal setting, you need to set a time, like a duration.
Yeah.
And then you also need to set, like, it needs to be, like, feasible. You need to set a duration. So 2 months to get you to a certain... But strength is not measurable. So the only thing we can do is say, like, okay, I want to be stronger. And you can see that maybe in the gym with your max reps, max weight, something like that. So I guess a goal for you maybe is to, let's say, go to... Or train in the gym, like, 3 times a week, and improve your max strength by max strength in squat, in deadlift, in bench press, or however it is. By squatting is a bigger muscle, so maybe that would be by a bigger amount than your chest or something like that.
But also weight. Weight and your
Body weight and your body fat.
Yeah.
So they do body fat testing Always, yeah.
So when I don't gain body fat and I'm gaining weight,
that's good.
That's good.
So what are you at now, if you don't mind me asking?
I have now 7.2 body fat, and I...
Holy shit. Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, for those of you out there, I'm at 9.5, so it's quite a long way away from our time.
Yeah, and my body weight is 62.6, I guess.
What the hell, man? I'm like 68 or 67 or 69.
Yeah, that's... I'm a light person. So
okay, so what do you want to get to?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know what...
what a good weight is.
But if I look at the pro players with my
height,
they are all like 70, 75, 72, like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, I didn't know that. Messi, I think, is 72, and he's 5'7".
Yeah, but maybe a bit more, but my dream is to play in the Premier League, or...
Yeah.
You have to be really physical then.
Okay, so... Your goal would be to maintaining a 7% body fat is hard.
Yeah, but
when you're gaining weight.
Yeah, but I don't even notice it. I don't notice my diet. I just eat and I'm not gaining body fat. So.
Okay, wow, bro. Okay, so let's say your small goal is to your big goal is to improve strength. Your small goal on top of that is to maintain your body fat and improve your weight.
Yeah.
So, maintaining your body fat, you can set even smaller goals by eating healthier, which is just a sub goal for, but eating the right thing. So maybe eating protein, and vegetables to maintain your body fat. Or the protein would be to maintain to increase your weight.
Yeah.
And then the
with protein, your muscles can recover faster. So
yeah, and your muscles can grow.
Yeah.
So to improve your to increase your weight, because muscle weighs more than fat, then go to the. You can set a smaller goal to go to the gym 5 times a week during
preseason
and the off season, and eating vegetables for maintaining your body fat and the protein for increasing your weight.
Yeah.
And then ultimately, I don't know, we can see how it goes, and you can either be, I hope that you maintain 7% body fat, and then you get to your ultimate goal of being around 70 kilograms. But, okay, so thank you for tuning in. We just discussed a little bit about goal setting and its role in professional sports or in sports in general, and we set a few goals from our time here at the end. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you for tuning in.